Hello, church family. Good morning. We are going to begin doing sermon summaries of Hebrews. I preached that book a couple years ago, and we're going to be returning to it and doing short devotionals and podcasts through the book of Hebrews. So we're starting in chapter 1 today. It says, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son. Whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. He is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand, the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, and he has inherited a more excellent name than they. Right in the start, Hebrews starts running. And just a little bit of the background of the book. We're not positive who wrote the book of Hebrews, but we do know, as it's part of the canon, the 66 books of the Bible, it is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it teaches us some wonderful truths. It's written towards Jewish believers who are being tempted or taught to not only depend on Jesus, but also depend on the law. And so what Hebrews does for us, it actually walks through all three offices of Jesus Christ as he is prophet, priest, and king, and points out, many preachers have said it points out that Jesus is better. He's the better king. He's the better priest. He's the better prophet. But really, Hebrews goes beyond that, and it's pointing out that Jesus Christ is best. He is not only better, but he is best. He is above all else. And so, right at the beginning of Hebrews, as we've already read, there were ways in which God communicated to his people early on through the prophets in many different ways. And then there was a long period of silence, hundreds of years. Then John the Baptist shows up on the scene and he says, prepare the way of the Lord. And the Lord enters the scene. And now God speaks through his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the one whom God made the world. So that would deny any false teachings that the Son or Jesus became existent only at the incarnation. No, God, the Son, existed eternally. The world was made through him. There was nothing that was made that was not made through him, but rather he took on flesh at that time of the incarnation. He's the heir of all things. Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. All things were created by him and for him, as Colossians says. And he is the radiance of his, or God the Father's, glory, the exact representation of his nature. So here we see the point that as Moses met with God and he came back down from the mountain, his face shone and Israel couldn't handle it. So he had to put a veil over his face as God spoke or appeared, and there were loud thunders and the clouds and lightning. They said, don't have God speak to us. Have Moses, you go on our behalf. But now God the Son takes on human flesh. And as this perfect God man lives here on earth, he represents perfectly God's nature and is the radiance of God's glory, but in a way that mankind can see and hear and handle. As Jesus said, no one has seen the Father, but you have seen me. And so God displays himself, makes himself known through the person of Jesus Christ, God the Son, in human flesh. And what would he do? Again, the author of Hebrews comes on running right in the first few verses. It says he made purifications for sins. So there was a cleansing of sins made by Jesus Christ upon the cross. After that, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. This gives the idea of having the work accomplished. He sat down. The purification of sins is complete by Jesus Christ. And as echoing a truth of Philippians chapter 2, God has given him a name which is above every name. And he has been, having become as much better than the angels, as he inherited a more excellent name than they. So he goes later on when we have a future podcast in the following verses, we'll talk more about that. But in short, we see not only is he the best priest, the best prophet, the best king, but he is better than the angels. And so Jesus Christ is preeminent among all things. He is the one we worship and adore as the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his nature as he himself is God in human flesh. So that's what we'll see in Hebrews. I'm looking forward to it. Jesus Christ is best.